Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Lance Embry with Bayer Westbred is the seed account manager for the Southern Plains. Lance, talk to us about the various wheat varieties that performed well this year.
Yeah, so this year, you know, we had a lot of interesting things that happened. I mean, we actually started off the year probably in a better moisture situation across the plains than what we had the previous 2 years. But then as we came out of winter and went into spring, we started seeing those drought conditions reoccur like we had seen the previous 2 years. And we also had some other twists. One of our big varieties on Texas A&M's top pick list would be 4792. And I would just say, you know, we've had that variety out since 2019, and I don't know that anybody's ever been disappointed in it. It's just a really, really strong variety for those western environments and a big-time contender.
Thank you, Lance. To learn more about the wheat varieties from Westbred that are available for your fall planting needs, you can check out westbred.com. That's westbred.com. Well, more than 300 groups have signed a letter encouraging Congress to pass a new farm bill this year. Chad Smith has more on the industry-wide effort.
Over 300 food and farm groups sent a letter to Senate and House leadership asking Congress to pass a new farm bill that would slow the U.S. ag economy's downward spiral. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, said the letter had a clear message.
Congress needs to pass a bipartisan farm bill this Congress that makes meaningful investments in the farm safety net. The other key point of the letter was that so many organizations signed on to the same letter, that Congress needs to do something and get to work on this farm bill with just a few months left.
He says hundreds of groups signing the letter illustrates just how urgent the situation is.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing right now is that the ag economy is downward trending, and that's not just happening in one state or one region. That's across the entire country. You're seeing increased input costs from seed, fertilizer, diesel, and you see commodity prices across the board sinking. So that's why you get to see so many commodity groups coming out in support of the letter.
Gilson says the situation is serious as farmers are facing significant headwinds.
Yeah, I think we're really seeing it as harvest is beginning in some states, and farmers are thinking about how they're going to even finance next year's crop. And I think the other interesting thing about the letter is we have a lot of banks and lending institutions on the letter because they see the writing on the wall as well, that this is going to be a really tough time for the farmers and ranchers if we don't make these investments in the farm safety net.
You can learn more at fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
Well, 2 years into a five-year, $19 million research project investigating grazing management systems and their impact on ecosystems and producer well-being, a multi-institution team co-led by Noble Research Institutes reports significant progress in data collection, adding intensive monitoring at producer sites and early insights gained from work completed back in 2023. Metrics, Management, and Monitoring, an investigation of pasture and rangeland soil health and its drivers, also known as the 3M Project, is described as one of the most robust investigations of our ecosystem function across time and space, diversity of landscapes, and grazing management. The 3M team continues to earnestly work on sites from Oklahoma to Texas, up to Colorado and Wyoming, and over to Michigan, said Dr. Jason Roundtree, C.S. Mott Professor of Sustainable Agriculture at Michigan State University and the project co-lead. To read more about these impressive projects, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers grow our communities in more ways than one. With every field planted and crop harvested, you're moving our communities another step closer to a more resilient future. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.